With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The U.S. Supreme Court today turned away challenges to open primaries in Hawaii and Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
Bozeman attorney Matthew Monforton, who served as a Republican legislator in 2015, concedes this is the end of the line for Montanans like himself who support closed primaries.
This was our last shot. This was our last chance for Republican voters to take back their primaries, and it will go nowhere from here on out. There's no silver lining here if you're a conservative in Montana.
Montana voters do not have to be affiliated with a political party to vote in primary elections. Open primary advocates say not requiring someone to register with a political party to vote in a primary is a win for privacy rights. Hawaii Democrats and some conservative Montana Republicans challenged open primaries as a violation of the constitutional right to freedom of association. Matthew Monforton says open primaries allow, quote, Democrats, unions, and establishment Montana Republicans to
strangle conservative candidates during our primaries because they're very good at manipulating Democratic voters to cross over in key legislative districts to vote for liberal Republicans rather than conservative Republicans.
The U.S. Supreme Court did not comment Monday in leaving in place rulings by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld the state's open primaries. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.